I'll call the special meeting of the Great River Regional Library Board to order. Item number one is the annual financial designation on page three.
I can talk about that.
Okay.
So you all saw we did an annual financial designation last month, but a couple things have changed since then. Number one, we didn't know who our chair was going to be, and now we do, so we added Ed's name. Also, following recommendations from last year to explore working with Eller's Public Finance Advisors, Addie and I met with them a couple weeks ago to learn more about it and that. And their recommendation, or one of the things that came out of that, was that they don't have a holding for Eller's. You have to use another bank. You, like, work through Eller's to deposit into a different bank. And the bank that they recommended and that made sense when we looked at the different options is the Pershing Advisory Solutions, LLC. And so we added that under B, the designation of approved depositories. And so basically it's still for us to work with Eller's. It's just this is saying which financial institution Eller's will use in working with our finance, with our investments. So that's the only changes.
The question is for Commissioner Dietrich. Is that what you do in Wright County too?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and then they help you sort out like long-term, short-term mm-hmm. expenses mm-hmm. and all that as they invest into bigger or smaller funds.
Okay.
So it's been wonderful.
It's worked really well. Money. Okay.
Mr. Chair, Stearns is using them on the Justice Center project.
Oh, excellent.
They oh, yeah?
just came and talked to us again this morning, so they're impressive.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that is an action item.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion to approve.
You make a motion to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by JC. Any other discussion on that? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The December financials report.
And with that, I just want to also again point out there is a corrected version of the fund balance activity table that's also available for you. If you have any questions about that, Addie is able to answer those.
Yep, I think Addie's going to do the update.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, I can give an abbreviated version of kind of what I gave at the Finance Committee report. But to kind of wrap up the fiscal year of 2025, our revenues ended up at 101.3% of what we had budgeted for. One note for the revenues is that we did have some deferred revenue, which is not accounted for in that percentage, that was deposited in December that would normally have been deposited in January of 2026. The first was Wright County's quarter one signatory payment, and the second was the City of Sartell's annual payment. At the end of the year, expenses were at 95% of the annual budget for 2025. Notably, personnel expenses were under budget because of staff transitions, which is not uncommon. And then there was a few expense accounts that were slightly over budget, including some per diems for the Youth Advisory Council, mileage reimbursements because of the federal reimbursement rates changes, and electronic services materials because of the higher demand and increasing publication costs of those items. And just a quick note on the corrected version of the fund balance activity report on the table. Thanks to Tina noticing a discrepancy with the fund balance report from our accounting software, I did make one mistake updating the fund balance column for the revolving fund. It has been corrected, and the totals have been corrected and now match the totals of the full report. So if you have any questions regarding this, please reach out to me. Thank you.
Any questions?
I will make a motion to approve.
Second.
Fine. Motion been made and seconded to approve the December financial report that was emailed to you and then on the table. Any other discussion on that? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
If I can just break in again, just a round of applause for Addie that she has learned this and done so well in her short time with us. Truly
Thank
impressive.
You, Addie.
Yes. If you remember, she started on January 6th. So, yes. Excellent job.
Very good.
Then we'll move on to number four, the Great River 25 Annual Report.
Oh, use yours.
There you go.
I think I gave you mine.
Okay.
All right. So, as you all know, 2025 was a busy year. We have, as always, we do the report. We have a general financial overview for folks, and then kind of the information about by the numbers. You know, it's impressive. There were over 2.2 million checkouts of items, and that's physical items. That's not e-books. There were an additional 500,000 e-books that were downloaded. So people are using the library, and they are specifically using the collection, which, again, is always good to see and good to know when we're talking with cities about libraries and support that, yes, people still want libraries. They still want the collection. This also includes other numbers. I don't know. I always feel weird reading off numbers that you can read, but if you have any specific questions, I think this does a good job showing of kind of by the numbers just how busy we've been. I will say the 1 million plus estimated library visitors, that is duplicative. That is number of human beings who entered the library, but not separate human beings, not individual human beings. So that's a cumulative number. We had some good luck with our fundraising as well. Y'all know we work really hard to try to bring in additional dollars through fundraising, and those get spent either locally at the libraries or else the three-way split between collection, programming, and communications. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff there. Some questions?
Any questions, comments?
Well done.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. These are hot off the presses. Y'all are the first ones to get these.
Perfect.
So they will be going out and about over the next month or so.
I really love all those volunteer hours. Over 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
Our volunteers are amazing.
Yeah.
It's the highest. We're recovering from 2019 to match 2019 levels.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Coming close.
Yeah. Good.
Do you remember what 2019 numbers were, budgets?
I close don't.
I'd have to look. For some reason, 14,000 or not 14,000. Yeah. There was 10,000. For some reason, 14,000 sticks in my head, but don't quote me on that. I'd have to look.
Okay.
Any other questions for Brandy? All right, thanks. Number five, Benton County Signatory Contribution Update and Discussion.
All right.
Yes, Brandy will take that.
So as was requested by the board at the January meeting, I did go to the February 3rd Benton County Commissioner meeting to ask the commissioners to reconsider providing the full amount that had been budgeted for 2026 based on what was passed last July. Commissioner Benoit is here in the audience as well, and she and other commissioners did make a request that I provide specifically what is spent for different aspects of the library service in Foley, like how much of different things. Basically, I don't really know how to do that because of our model. So I can tell you that there's about $95,000 for local staff. And that is just the public service staff, the three people who work in Foley during the open hours. But the way that Great River works, of course, with our consolidated system and equity of service model and floating collection, there's underneath that or supporting that are layers of regional staffing. And that is everything from administration, HR, to the distribution drivers who take the stuff out. It's at all levels. There's the collection. Again, that's both physical and digital, but that is no one location stuff. It's shared between the 32 libraries. And operating expenses, that includes capital that includes mileage, services and contracts, all those different kinds of things, and then technology, both the hardware and the software and other things. And you can kind of see how that falls out, for example, in the financial report. So how to split that out to try to say, this is how much we spend at any library, not just Foley, any library. Because of that shared model, I don't know how to do that. If the board would like me to dig deeper into that, I am willing to entertain that directive. But in full honesty, I don't really know how to do that. That would take some investigation and research to try to figure that out. And our state mandated audit starts March 30th. And so Addie and I are a little busy with that right now, so we might need a little time to do that if that is something the board wanted to do. In addition, as I wrote here, there was no motion for any kind of change. I interpreted that as the county board declining to make a change. I apologize, Commissioner Benoit said that she disagreed with that statement. I apologize for that, but I wasn't sure how else to interpret it. So basically what I'm looking for tonight from you is direction on what you would like my leadership team and myself to do next. I need direction.
And so with that, we'll open it up for discussion on what, you know, we are the Board of Trustees, and it's our responsibility to run the law, basically dictate how the library is run. Mm-hmm. So is there comments,
sure.
Questions?
I'll open up my mouth first.
Okay.
Not surprising. So I don't really want to spend a lot more staff time and energy and money on chasing down other specifics. You know, the model is there, the split models. I don't view this as any different than if Big Lake ends up changing their mind and cutting our ability to do services there, then they're the ones that are going to experience the cut in services. Mm-hmm. And that's, I can't think of any other equitable way to do it. Certainly Todd County shouldn't suffer for Benton County or anybody else, or if I get crazy next year and decide to cut fees, then you got to cut Sherburne County, right? I don't see that happening, but, we were trying to spend an awful lot of money this morning, so, I can't really think out. I'm only, like, $40 million short, so, I just think that that's, the proposal to possibly cut hours at Foley would make the most sense to me.
I would agree.
Since it's moving forward, I think that's the only reasonable way to address it.
I think me and Commissioner Dietrich, we had the discussion about what their county.
We haven't had the discussion at our county.
But we've had the discussion when we were doing labor negotiations. That,
what was the total amount out of Wright County it would have been?
$83,000
if we decided to go back 2 years. Now, that impact is a lot more significant. Right. And I don't know. I think that the JPA is important, I understand if there was really dire circumstances at a county and they had to make some, they're cutting. But this is, it just feels like it would be only appropriate if they want to cut this and the services and get cut at their library.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, if I can say one thing. I do want to clarify, Benton County would not technically be out of compliance until April 3rd because they have until the end of the first quarter to make that payment in full. So they made a partial payment, but I do want to clarify that.
Ask just a quick question about that? So you said they did make a partial payment already for the first quarter.
Yep, that was, I believe, $1,600 short of what we had invoiced them for.
Yeah, okay. And I know sometimes I get a little facetious on stuff, but I mean everybody's has issues, right? Mm-hmm. I mean we sat down this morning and we have two projects that we need to do. They have to be done. I am short $80 million. you know, in Sherburne County on two things that we need to be done. Both of them are public safety related. One directly results in the deaths of people. So I got to figure out where I'm going to come up with that kind of money. And so it's always tempting to pull from something that doesn't involve the risk of death. But then you have to look at the value of all these things, and you have to try to talk to the people and figure it out. You know, how are we going to do this? How are we going to fix this intersection? You know, so I get the problem at times with the budgeting, and things are tight right now. But you know, it's a lot easier to convince. I go back to being facetious a little bit. It's a lot easier to convince smart people of good ideas than people that can't read. So stick to teaching them to read.
I think the one piece that it kind of I struggle with is that had they made this change for 2027, we could have accounted for it in the budget coming up. Right. But this is a change that they had already agreed to, or not the change, but the budget that we had agreed to, and now it's being changed. And that's where it puts us in kind of this bind of, well, where what do we do? And so it's more the timing, you know, in that discussion for making that change that really, like, could we have done it better? So.
Uh-huh. Sure,
Go ahead, Terrell.
Yeah, I mean, first off, from a positive standpoint about our system, our system is different than our friends, our colleagues up in Bemidji and Cass and Crow Wing. They have a totally different system, and Beltrami has some of the hardest financial issues in the state. They just do. It's very poor. It's very hard. So we're different, and I know that, like, I've gone and checked out things in Staples, or I've gotten to go to different places. I love the fact that what we've been able to come together and do because we all together have agreed to do it, and just even changing the JPE, I don't know that we'd ever get there. But what we've agreed to do together is even our smallest communities, they were protected when this building was done, and when this building was done, the immediate St. Cloud, Sauk Rapids, I mean, the whole area said, yep, this is what we want to do. And so, you know, having lived in the northeast side of St. Cloud, a.k.a. Benton County, this is where we came, right? This is where we came. So I think we have a lot to celebrate, and it's hard sometimes for those of us who are county commissioners when we're thinking about our other job, like, how do we really look and understand what this means, and absolutely understand that Benton, as are each of us, has been going through, you all have been going through, really trying to figure out a whole bunch of things, and I appreciate that. And yet, you know, I mean, what are we going to do? Not have Swanville? Are we going to not have, you know, like, let's start going around about where are we not going to have, if we start thinking not as how does this move and work for all of us together? Mm-hmm. And so I think we're just so different than the other. And I would say, I don't know if I agree with you, Tina, because if we look back like we could have, we were having to use one-time money. We stopped that. So if we did it going forward based on we're no longer using that one-time money, that was, what, $350,000? That was a really big it. Mm-hmm. Like, how do we even use that to count in terms of what would be fair or equitable for each place? And and I know you've talked about people in Rice go to Randall, and so we've got this whole thing going on. So I hope we keep to that, because if we start only going back to the other, then we will have lost a lot, including perhaps good staff and then the services that we need in places around our region.
It's funny that Commissioner, you should say about mention Swanville. So when I came to the library, the funding was there, and it was a conversation we had back then when I had all different commissioners. And I came to the library and I told Karen, I said something about, well, you know, we're spending money and Swanville. We're spending money in Upsala and Gray Eagle. And I said, when I was younger, I chased in those towns. Mm-hmm. And I said, have you been to those towns lately? And she goes, why? And I said, you blink, you miss. Mm-hmm. And I said, why do they have a library? And it's a matter of the whole library system was grandfathered in when they created this system way back in the late 70s. So from there on, you know, we went down and I was looking just before, if I can get it up here again, Benton County from in the past 16 years since 2010 had a $642 increase per year, which amounted to a 0.16. And my thought on that was, if I had every aspect of Benton County at point 0.16% increase over 16 years, we would have money to burn. You know, that so that part is there. And the other part was that when we looked at when we had a surplus, I believe I came on the board in 2018, and so we had a surplus and we started drawing down. And then our one increase was in 2023, and that was after we had all the population and that increase that increased our budget somewhat then. And that was our largest increase in 16 years, and that was $31,000. But we had $28,000 decrease the previous 2 years, and then we had $11,000 increase this year. So it hasn't been substantial, and I know where my fellow commissioners are coming from, because you see this big block of, you know, $546,000, which is a lot of money in the county's mm-hmm. aspect. Mm-hmm. But the system has been there, kind of like what I was learned when I came here. The system was here long before I got here, and I would think the system's going to be here a lot long time after I'm not here. So, you know, maybe we can change the system. We can work the numbers a little bit, but I don't know how much anymore because we've drawn down on reserves somewhat.
Mm-hmm. And, Mr. Chair, what you were saying about how conservative the increases have been, that's with us largely still being personnel, right? So
yeah.
Personnel and energy costs and all of those things. So I think there's been a lot of effort to do that. And, you know, I may happen to live in St. Cloud. This library, I mean, if we went to a whole different system, this library would figure out how to work out because too many people depend on it. Too many people come through. And it's important. Don't get me wrong. And we get to try things here. But what I love about our system is all the other branches. And some of them have robust hours, and some we've heard from over and over, people talking about might be only open a couple days a week, but I depend. This is where I go. This is what I do. This is part of our community's identity. And our dollars together are helping to make that happen and keep supporting it. And so, you know, obviously Stearns has got some pretty small ones with not much, mm-hmm. and I know we'd hear about it if those went away. And mm-hmm. honestly, you know, I get it. I mean, Ed, you and I've talked about before, like when I was coming on, about how some of those decisions were originally being made and how maybe some other systems, we might have a whole lot less, not a whole lot, but we'd have less branches. But that's not how we look at it. We're more of a kind of a strength-based model, and how are we really lifting that up in a fiscally prudent way? Because we need to keep being fiscally prudent.
Well, I believe from what I understand is that if we went to the model that Bill Trammy and them have, that then the individual libraries in them counties, it would be up to the county to say which ones are going away or which ones ain't, and I don't know if that would,
right.
You know.
You've got a whole lot of different things about collections and all the rest of it, right? I mean, there's a whole lot of other things.
Yeah, that you have
to. Such a different model.
Mr. Chair, do you want me to speak to some of the differences with the federated system?
Sure.
So one of the big things, I think, just as a reminder, federated systems basically means they're county-based. So you might have, for example, in the cities, MELSA is a federated system, but St. Paul, Hennepin County, those are county-based libraries. And so when you look at the budgets and the expenses for those libraries, some of it is sort of hidden because it's the county that's providing, for example, maybe HR or IT or things like that, as opposed to that being in the library budget. And so it depends on where that is. So with the consolidated system model, we have our own HR department. We have our own IT department. And I will tell you right now, when the CRIPSLA group talks, that's the statewide group of regional library directors, they love calling us and be like, what does your IT system do for this? What does your HR group do for that? Because we have more immediate response because we have our own staff as opposed to different counties. And so there can be some real disparities between the counties within a single regional system because some of those things are county by county as opposed to a shared model like we have with consolidated. So it's not that the expenses aren't there. It's just different groups are paying them, if that helps a little bit with that federated system. The other thing with federated system is those generally are not, that's not a floating model. Because Hennepin County owns Hennepin County's books, and they're not sharing those with St. Paul. And so that goes through the Minitech statewide interlibrary loan to do that, and it takes longer, and there's more limitations on what people can do. Like Minitech has limitations, I think, right now of only 25 items at a time that a person can have checked out through interlibrary loan. We don't care how many items somebody requests and whether those are coming from Staples or Monticello or St. Cloud or whatever. They can request. We don't have limits. You know. And so those are some of the real strengths of our consolidated system. I think it does provide a more equitable and better public service.
I just wanted to piggyback off what Terrell said, too. I think that, and what everyone else has said, too, a little bit, is that I don't think any of us are happy to cut hours at Foley. Like, we know that this is a very important piece of their community, and we do not, as a board, want to do this. But I also think, to be fair to the rest of the counties who are contributing, that we have to, we can't not do something in, if they're not going to pay their portion, like Tina said, we can't have all the counties just going back to 2024 levels. And so I think we're all sad that this is what it's come to. I don't think that anybody wants to really do this, but our hands are a little bit tied if they're not willing, if Benton County's not willing to pay their portion. So I wanted to just make sure that went on record, too, that I don't think anyone wants to do this.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, in thinking about how do we vote for this, oops, sorry, that's my medication stuff. In thinking about how we decide to vote on this issue, it did strike me, and I did watch the recording for the deliberations. It did strike me that this was not so much about the quantity of the money as much as it was wanting to make a point about something.
Correct.
Which I think is not what this whole issue is about. This whole issue is really about funding appropriately what the library needs to function. And if you decide to say, fine, don't pay this money this year, then what do you do next year as a board when others come and say, you know, I'm not giving you an extra $100,000, or the $100,000 I committed to giving you this year, I'm not going to give you this year. So I think these are considerations, you know, the board needs to take. And again, it did not, you know, if you drink the ocean, it's hard to choke on the river. If you, you know, spent $500,000, $6,000 is not the issue here. So just kind of wanted to put that out as a thought in terms of the considerations.
Okay, and I kind of had after last meeting, I had a conversation with former Karen.
Mm-hmm.
And if a county wanted to get out of the library system, it takes all the counties to vote in favor of that, I guess. You know, it can't mm-hmm. be just like one county, like Wright County can, and say, we want out of the library system. It takes the other counties to approve that. And we have the same thing with the Regional Airport Authority with the four entities that are in there that you know, we once we did it, we can't get out unless they agree to that. So, I mean, I don't think that it's ever got to that point that, you know, Foley does or Benton County don't want to be in the system, because we have a lot of people from the Sauk Rapids that use this. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, Commissioner Benoit would like to know how each individual library, how much it costs, and Brandy has had that conversation quite a bit, and it would take a lot of staff time, like Greg said, to pull that all together. So, well, I think,
Mr. Chair, and yeah. Even the things we can't quite figure out, like copies we were talking about, we might know, you know, we can figure out certain things, but we can't figure out for sure somebody who doesn't have a card, really where they're from and they're using it, or people who come in to use it but then aren't staying. And it does get to be a little tricky. Or even, since St. Cloud's in three counties, I know most of it's in Stearns, but it's three counties, you know, they could probably go off and do their own thing too, and I don't think anybody wants that. But then how do you even break down within the
system?
Within the communities, right? We've got communities on all around each of our counties where people are using. They're crossing borders because their communities are in more than one. So it's really hard to get a hold of. And I really appreciate the fact, Brandy, that you're trying with other staff to figure out how do we get a better handle on how many people are really utilizing books and where are they and how do we do it? Because we probably could say we have a multiplier factor of something, but we don't have a good way to do that right now, yeah. Which is really too bad.
We're working on it.
I know yep. You are. And I appreciate, just like I also appreciate, how else can you extend some ability for people to come pick up mm-hmm. materials if the library isn't open? I appreciate that, too. You know, being creative like that will help us.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Well, and just piggybacking what Terrell was saying, like, you don't know what county they're coming from, but also if IT is going to Benton County, IT's the whole, you know, all of the libraries. How do you prorate that? That now this is a Benton County charge versus a Stearns County charge, or
right.
The same with your HR and all of that. Like, I don't know how you get an individual number for each library like that, because you are consolidated. Like, it would be near impossible.
Truly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good example, because to be more efficient, our IT department has shifted a lot of their software updates to be automatic so that staff don't have to go out.
But
that also blurs those lines.
And they're still getting phone calls when their laptops don't work or the computers don't work there.
Yes,
so,
they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, how do you pull that out?
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know we got Todd County. Morrison County's not represented here. Tiny was busy. But, you know, we're the three smaller counties with the smallest amount of assessments or whatever mm-hmm. you want to, you know. And I don't know how Morrison County feels about that. I think the biggest thing is that Benton County has one physical library located in it. You heard that at the meeting, but partially what you know you kind of forget is that when the agreement was made to build this library, the cities of Sauk Rapids and Sartell said we will never ask for a library. And in my time here, Sartell did come and want a library at one point in time, and we had, you know, it was pointed out that that's not, first of all, you're too close, and second of all, it's not what the agreement says. And I would imagine at some point in time, you know, maybe down in the future, there might be libraries in those two cities.
Yeah.
Because they are large, growing communities. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what your wishes are, if you want Brandy to go back, or do you want to make something very, any kind of stern decision today, or do you want it to go back to Benton County again? Or,
well, I mean, I think we can all agree trying to break out that amount of money, that type of thing, to as an yep. answer is not going to happen.
Okay.
It's just too hard.
And it's not going to work.
So, alternately, what would the response be? Is just we're going to cut the hours appropriately. For the funds that are not going to be submitted, I guess.
Or do you give them until, what did you say, August?
April 1st.
Or April, I'm sorry, April.
Yeah.
And
is there any way we could give Benton County an outlook what that looks like? you know, that dollar amount, you know, if, whether it's a day, they're losing, they'll be losing. Just in these small communities and small towns, we don't have a ton of services. So the services we do have, we want to keep high. So if, mm-hmm. if you're able to go back to your board and tell them, well, this is what it would look like if we move forward, we'll be losing Wednesday of this week or whatever it looked like during the month, whatever that dollar amount would
right.
be throughout the year.
But it would be approximately 5 hours, 3 to 5 hours in that range.
Sure.
For the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's affecting a community member. That's
yes.
Yeah. That's working that.
How many hours do they have per week?
36, correct? Yep, 36. Oh. Shelley, our library services coordinator for Foley, is in the audience as well.
Okay.
She and her staff are amazing. So,
you know, that's the other part that is a little bit hard is because if you cut mm-hmm. 5 hours a week to a staff person, that may not be enough to, you know, they may force them to look for a different job or something like that.
Well, you're flirting with 29 hours going to part-time then.
Yeah, so. Right. Mm-hmm. So that makes it a little tough on the library, you know, on that part. But you got something?
Yeah, I was going to say pretty close to that and as the system is trying to manage attracting and retaining good people, and especially when you're looking at cutting that many hours, I mean, that could be a real tipping point for some people. And
mm-hmm. But that's something Benton County has
yep.
to
right.
address.
Right.
Honestly, I mean, that's their decision that was made. Then,
right.
I was just going to say, is it something where if they, let's say they don't pay their amount mm-hmm. starting in April, but then later on they decide to, can we revisit this still in the same year? I would want that. Yes, we. I would update you as soon as that was resolved. Yes.
No, and if you look at things that have happened over the course of 8 years, we used to have libraries. Well, Brandy was the sole person in Royalton at one time. Mm-hmm. And we've combined libraries like Royalton and Piers and Becker and Big Lake, you know, where we got one manager for two libraries now to save money. So, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, costs keep rising on everything you do, whether, you know, commissioners know that, whether you're doing roads or you're doing, you know, whatever, you know, jails or sheriff's departments, so everything keeps going up. And the library has done a pretty good job of trying to consolidate some of that stuff in order to attract better people and make them benefit eligible and all that other stuff. So so it's the wishes of this group to go back and tell the Benton County Board that that's what will happen if the $6,600 is not...
We need to put
with
that
sadness.
In
what?
Right. With sadness.
Yeah. Need to put that
with
in
sadness.
Motion,
mm-hmm. Pardon,
emotion.
Greg?
Does it need to be a motion?
That would make it easier for my team to move forward.
It's been moved by Commissioner Filburn. Is there a second? It's seconded by JC.
Can you clarify the motion just so
sure.
we know we're all on the same page here?
The Benton County reduction in fees will be applied. Will be the effect of the Benton County reduction in fees will be worked out in the Foley Library by a reduction of hours.
Okay. Unless they pay by April, right? That's when they have to pay it, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying if
the
hours are reduced, there's still an out on the thing.
Yeah.
But if they are reduced, then we do that. Then we don't. If we just say that that's the end result, then we don't have to do this again.
So, as of right now, they would be fully funded for the first 6 months or 4 months? Quarter? For the
through
first
the
quarter?
First quarter, yeah.
Okay, so there wouldn't be any reductions until that.
Well, no, they're not fully funded at this
they're
point
not.
In time, but we have not yet reduced ours.
Because right. they have until?
Because they have until April 1st.
April 1st.
Before so. They're out of compliance.
Okay, yep. Thank you for the clarity. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yep.
Greg, did you intend to have the April 3rd note
first.
In your motion? First or third?
First.
Yes. By April 1st.
You want to read that motion back again, Patty, if you can?
I have The motion is that the Benton County reduction in payment will be worked out in the Foley Library by staff hours reduction unless fully paid by April 1st.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
So can I clarify with that?
Yes, please.
Staff open hours, like library open hours.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
So not
that library
staff
open
hours,
hours.
Library yep. open hours?
Mm-hmm. Right. They both happen. So it's both open hours
okay.
and
that
staff.
That makes a lot of sense.
It's okay. Yeah,
so
it's
when we do it on the
it's
board
both meetings. Open
it
and staff hours.
It's been too long of a day, I think.
Unless, and my fully paid might not be exactly correct. Should it be, what are the installments?
Unless Benton.
Or? Second quarter.
Yeah, unless Benton County is in compliance with their quarterly
oh,
payments.
Comes in.
That
okay.
sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Together we're better.
Hmm?
I said, together we're better.
Absolutely.
That's the Great River motto.
Okay, so that's what I did. So unless they become compliant with their payments by April 1st.
Okay.
Yep.
JC was the
second.
Still second.
Yep.
Any other discussion on this?
There isn't another option besides cutting staff hours, correct? I mean, that we can...
That's just for their location. That's,
yeah. Any it's other just, option has a negative impact on other counties.
Yes, I knew that. I'm just saying
yep.
staff is going to take the brunt of it, which
yeah.
hurts.
Mm-hmm. Hurts a lot.
Yeah, especially in this time. So
hurts a lot.
Yeah.
Any other comments or discussions? Always. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you, everybody, for direction.
Yeah.
It's much appreciated.
Number six is the bylaws review.
Do you want to speak to it?
No, you can.
Okay. these bylaws were last updated in 2023. These, again, basically just the bylaws that govern how the board works. As a leadership team, we do not have any recommendations or anything with this. We are just presenting the bylaws to the board for the board to tell us if they want to make changes based on statute. And Patty, correct me if I'm wrong, if the board wants to make changes at this meeting, it would be saying what they wanted to be and then voting on the changes at a later meeting.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, I've gotten to be on lots of bylaw committees. I'm sure a number of people here have too. And usually it's not quite that open. Right?
Oh, okay.
It's kind of, here's a couple of things that seem like it needed tweaking or the law changed or something isn't working.
Okay.
So I have to admit when I almost called you about this just to say I'm not seeing any proposed changes. And then usually you have a bylaws committee.
Mm.
Like they'll come together
okay.
and look at it. So I guess my question is there anything that is not working particularly well or it's come up and or
sure.
some new requirement that honestly I'll speak for myself, I wouldn't know about.
Thank you for the question and the clarification. I don't know of anything that's not working well right now. Patty, is there anything that you know of?
No, there's nothing that I'm aware
yeah.
of that's outstanding. It's just been on our annual agenda items to be reviewed annually.
Right.
So if we need to
okay.
change that.
So it's just
schedule.
A review. It's just a review.
Yeah, it's just a review.
Yeah.
It's just do you want to look at it or not? And I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
I could have called you. I'm really good at calling. I almost asked, and then I thought I might have missed something.
No, it's just me not knowing.
I didn't see personally anything, but that doesn't mean it looks like, you know, this comes up pretty frequently, or the last time it was amended was in 23, so at least that's a pretty recent time, so that's
mm-hmm.
good. And I didn't think of asking for what changes were made at that time, so...
Or if we wanted to put a committee together.
Or
look at it.
Well, or right. Or I, you know, I didn't, so that means I didn't maybe do this with a fine-tooth comb because I wasn't, like, looking for something specific.
Sure, sure. So, no, it's okay. Apologies.
No, so I apologize.
So I don't, are we requesting action, Patty?
No, not.
I didn't think so.
Because it would be
you
whatever,
can't.
Is,
right.
whatever
yeah.
is suggested would then
right.
get put into a draft.
Yeah.
For the next year.
Okay. So it was basically just a review.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can figure out a way to stick right down.
Okay, with that, the next meeting is March 17th.
Because I don't want to cut another committee.
With that, we'll adjourn the meeting.